Good morning to everyone.
大家早上好。
This morning I want to bring you a sermon about prayer.
今天早上我给大家带来的信息是关于祷告的。
Because I believe that our church has recently gone through an experience that will teach us a lot about prayer.
因为我相信我们最近教会经历了一些事件，能够教导我们很多关于祷告的事情。
Many of you know that we bought the nursing home at 120 Chaminade.
大家很多人知道我们刚刚买了，就是120林所务街。And
so right after we took possession of that building, the Roman Catholic Church right next door went on the market.
就在我们买了所务街的物业以后，罗马天主教会的三一堂也很快地进入了市场。
And so the leaders prayed and asked God, is this something that you would want us to consider?
所以我们教会的长职也去向神祷告，去祈求这是否是神所希望给我们的。
And so after prayer, the leadership decided we wanted to make a bid on that Catholic church.
所以祷告之后呢，我们的教会长职会决定向这个圣三一堂的投标。
Because the nursing home has a lot of small rooms.
因为我们知道颐养院有很多很小的房间。
But it doesn't have a large room where we could have worship.
但是它没有一个很大的会堂能够让我们一起来聚会的。
And obviously the Catholic church has a very large worship space.
很明显的就是那个三一堂它有一个很大的聚会的场所。
And so the leadership felt that this would be a good fit since the buildings are right next door to each other.
所以长子会觉得这是一个很好的搭配，因为他们两个建筑都是彼此相连的。
So our church put a bid in on that property.
所以我们教会就对这一个物业进行了投标。
Then we asked our congregation to pray.
然后我们也让我们的所有的会友一起来祷告。
We had a prayer walk.
我们也有步行的祷告。
We had bookmarks that we gave to everyone to remind people to pray.
然后我们也给出来了很多就是祷告的书签，用来提醒大家祷告。
But in the end, the Catholic Church was sold to someone else, or is going to be sold to someone else.
但最后呢，这个物业将会卖给其他的人。
And so many of us were disappointed.
所以我们很多人有一些失望。
And maybe many of us had questions about prayer.
甚至于让我们来质疑祷告的力量。
I mean, if all these people were praying, shouldn't God respond to us?
我们就会想，如果我们这么多人一起祷告的话，神不应该给我们回应吗？
Didn't Jesus say in John chapter 14, verse 13, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may be in glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
就像在约翰福音十四章十三节里面提到说到的，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫福音儿子得荣耀。Now
sometimes when people read that, people think that God is just giving us what we would call a blank check.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，有些人可能会觉得神给了我们一张空白的支票。Just
ask whatever you want.
我们只需要去要一些我们随便我们想要的东西。And
I will give it to you.
然后神会给我们。
But it shows that perhaps we don't have a complete understanding about prayer.
这就好像告诉我们，我们似乎对祷告没有一个完整的认识。
Sometimes people look at that verse, and then if God doesn't answer in the way that we want, we get very discouraged.
我们当我们看这段经文，然后我们祷告的时候，没有得到我们想要的结果，我们就会很失望。
And I think that happens not only, for instance, when the church tried to buy this property.
这种情况不仅仅在我们去向这个建筑投标的时候发生。
But perhaps it could also be on our own personal experience as well.
也会在我们个人的经历上发生。
For instance, we could have prayed for the health of a loved one.
我们可能会为我们身边重要的人的健康祷告。
We prayed and prayed and prayed, but then the person died.
我们祷告，不停地祷告，但是最后这个人还是去世了。
Or perhaps we prayed for a job.
或者是我们为一个工作去祷告。
We thought this job would be good for us.
我们以为这个工作会对我们很好。
But in the end, the job was given to someone else.
但是最后呢，这个工作却给了其他人。
And so we can get very discouraged.
我们会很失落。
We wonder, maybe prayer doesn't work.
我们可能会去思想，没可能祷告不真正有效。
What's the point of praying if God's not going to give me what I want?
如果神不会我们求什么就给我们什么的话，那我们祷告的意义又何在呢？
And I think the important thing for us is to understand how do we see God?
所以很重要的一点就是我们如何看待神。
Do we see God as someone like Santa Claus?
所以我们把神当作圣诞老人呢？
You know, in Christmas time, people go and visit Santa Claus at the department store.
我们知道在圣诞节的时候，大家会去那种就是去像梅西这种地方去看圣诞老人。
And supposedly Santa Claus gets the list of all the things that children want.
所以圣诞老人就会去拿到小孩想要的所有的这么一个东西的单子。
And somehow on Christmas he will deliver it.
然后总之呢，在圣诞节他就把这些礼物送给那些小孩。
And so sometimes we think of God in that way.
有时候我们把神也当做了圣诞老人。
That he's just there to give us what we want.
他只是在那里给我们我们所想要的。
But we need to see not God not like Santa Claus, but as a heavenly father.
但是我们不应该把神当做圣诞老人，而是应该把他看作我们的圣父。
Now the heavenly part means that he is God.
这个就是圣的这部分呢，就是说他是神。
That he is all powerful.
他是全能的。
He is the one that created the world.
他创造了全世界。
But the father part emphasizes his love.
圣父的父的部分呢，强调的是他的爱心。
That he is a person that cares for us.
就说是他是爱我们的这么一个存在。
Now maybe you had a father that really didn't care for you.
可能你有一个不是很关心你的父亲。
But God says, I am am even better than any earthly father.
但是神告诉我们，他是一个比世上所有的父亲都要强的父亲。
I will listen to you.
他会来倾听我们。
I will hear your request.
他会听我们的祷告，听我们的祈求。
Maybe our earthly father was so busy that he didn't want to know what you wanted.
可能我们地上的父亲他如此的忙碌，他不会想去知道我们所想要的东西。
Maybe he was so busy watching TV or reading the newspaper, he didn't care about what you wanted.
他可能很忙的去看电视或者去读报纸，他根本不关心你的需求。
But our heavenly father cares about us.
但是我们的圣父呢，关心我们。
He always answers our prayers.
他总是回答我们的祷告。
He doesn't ignore it.
他并不是忽略他。
It's not because the message didn't get through to God.
并不是因为我们的信心没有到达神的那个地方。
Now, the President of the United States is on vacation these last couple of weeks.
最近几周呢，我们知道美国的总统在度假。
And he's there in Massachusetts.
他在我们麻州。
But I'm sure that he is connected to all the different people that want to reach him.
但是我相信呢，他有各样的方法能够和其他想要跟他联系的人通信。
But we know there are sometimes people go on vacation who don't want to have any contact with anyone.
然后我们也知道有些人可能在度假的时候呢，不想跟任何人有联系。
And so we may think that God is like that.
我们可能会想神是不是也是这样的。
That we pray and pray to God, but he doesn't answer.
我们祷告，不停地祷告，但是神并不去回应我们的祷告。
He's on vacation.
他在度假。
He's not listening.
他并不在听我们。
That's not the truth.
这并不是事实。
Our heavenly Father always is in contact with us.
我们的圣父是永远随时的和我们在联系的。
He always hears the prayers of his children.
他总是能够听到他的孩子们的祷告。
But he may answer the prayers.Like a heavenly father,
他也会回应我们的祷告，像一个圣父一样去回应。
He may give us an answer that we may sometimes may not want.
他可能会给我们一个答案，并不是我们最开始想要的那个答案。
And so in your program, there's a chart that I asked the secretary to make.
在我们的节目单上呢有一张图。
And the big idea is God always answers prayer.
总体的意思呢就是说神总是会回应我们的祷告的。
But there are four major answers that God may give.
但是这个回应呢会有四种不同的答案。
He may say yes to our request.
他可能会对我们的祷告说可以。
He may say no to our request.
他也可能说不行。
He may say wait.
他也可能会告诉我们要等待。
Or he may say no, you need to grow up.
他也可能会说你需要长大。
You need to change something in your life.
你的生命中有什么东西需要去改变。
And so there, God always answers prayer.
所以神永远是回应祷告的。
But it could be one of these four answers.
但是可能是这四种答案中的某一个。
And we're going to spend more time on the fourth one.
今天我们会重点的去看第四个。
This one talks about how we need to change sometimes.
这一个答案呢，告诉我们就是我们有些时候可能会要去改变我们自己。
That God is using it, this situation to try to help us to grow as a follower of Jesus Christ.
就是说神用这种形式来让我们去改变作为一个基督徒来改变。
And so we'll be spending more time on that area.
所以我们今天会重点去看这部分。
But first, God sometimes will say yes to our prayers.
神有时候也会对我们的祷告说是。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 9 through 11 says,Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
马太福音第七章九到十一节，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
As I mentioned, we need to see God as a loving heavenly father.
就像我们前面提到的，我们要看神像一个有爱心的圣父。
He is a God that is powerful and yet loving.
他是一个有能力但是也有爱心的神。
And so he wants to bless his children.
他想要祝福他的儿女。
He wants to give us good things.
他想要给我们好的东西。
And so many times as we pray to him, he will give us what we want.
很多时候我们祷告的时候，他会给我们我们所求的。
For instance, he may give, may miraculously heal someone.
比如说他可能会用神迹去治疗某个人。
I remember when I first started working at this church.
我记得我刚刚在这个教会开始工作的时候。
And one of the founders of this church, Mrs. Zhang, had a brain tumor.
我们教会的创始人之一，就是 Zhang 女士，她有一个脑肿瘤。
They said it was a big operation.
他们告诉我们就说是一个很大的手术。
I think they said it was going to be 15-20-hour operation.
就说是一个大概十五到二十个小时的手术
，because they had to open up her skull and operate，
因为需要打开颅腔能够来进行手术
，and it didn't look like she would be able to survive something like that。
看起来好像是很难去在这么一个手术下存活下来。
But her daughter was a friend of mine， and so we said， all we can do is pray。
他的女儿是我的一个朋友，然后我告诉他，我们所能做的唯一的事情就是祷告。
And so we prayed and prayed and prayed.
所以我们祷告，祷告，不停的祷告。
And then she survived.
最后呢，她确实活下来了这个手术。
In fact, she went on to live another 15-20 years.
事实上呢，她在这个手术之后仍然活了十五到二十年。
And so I learned from that experience that God.Can say yes to our prayers.
从我的这个经历呢，我学到了神有时候会向我们的祷告去说是的。
Even in this buying the nursing home.
就算在我们就是刚刚发生的，我们去买这个颐养院的这个事情上。
It was the nursing home people wanted to sell their property because they were moving to Quincy.
因为就是颐养院，他们想要卖到这个建筑，因为他们要搬到 Quincy 去。
But there were other people who were also interested in that building.
但是也有其他人对这个建筑有兴趣。
People who potentially had a lot more resources than we did.
这些人呢，可能会有比我们有更多的资源。
And so we asked the congregation to pray.
所以我们让教会一起来祷告。
And then we waited.
祷告之后我们也等待。
And I remember even Pastor Fung was in Singapore and he called back to find out what's the news.
我记得当时冯牧师当时在新加坡，他也打电话回来问有什么进展。
But the news finally was that they wanted to sell it to us.
最后的结果呢，就是说他们想要把这个建筑卖给我们。
And so again, this is an example of how we prayed and God said yes.
这也是一个我们祷告，神告诉我们是的一个例子。
But as you look in your chart, you recognize that's not the only answer.
但是如果我们看我们手上这张图的话，你会发现这并不是唯一的回答。
Sometimes God would also say no to our request.
有时候神也会告诉我们不。
Now you may say, well, I thought God was a loving God. Why doesn't he give us what we want?
你可能会说，我以为神是一个有爱心的神，为什么他会不给我们想要的呢？
Because God is also a very wise God as well.
这是因为神也是一个非常的有智慧的神。
He's all wise.
他是就说是
He knows what is best for us.
他知道什么是对我们最好的。
Now, when my children were young, my wife took a trip to visit her mother in New York.
在我们的孩子还小的时候，我的妻子去纽约去看望她的母亲。
And so I was in charge of making dinner.
所以当时我就来负责做晚饭。
And so I asked my children, what do you want for dinner?
然后我就去问我的孩子，你们晚饭想吃什么？
And one said, oh, I want ice cream.
有一个人说我想吃冰淇淋。
And someone else said, I want candy.
有另外一个人说我想吃糖。
So, did I, as a loving father, did I give them ice cream for dinner?
所以作为一个有爱心的父亲的话，我会去给他们冰淇淋当做晚饭吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
I said no.
我说了不。
I gave them something else that was healthier.
我给了他们一些更加健康的东西。
Because I love my children.
就是因为我爱我的孩子。
I didn't give them what they wanted.
我并没有给他们他们想要的。
I gave them what they needed.
我给了他们他们需要的。
And so our Heavenly Father is the same way.
所以我们的圣父也是一样的。
Sometimes we want something, but God says no.
所以有些时候我们想要某些东西，但是神说不。
I have something better for you.
我有一些更好的计划给你。
I grew up in Cambridge.
我在Cambridge 长大的。
And as I was going through high school, I thought I wanted to be an engineer.
当我在高中的时候，我认为我想成为一个工程师。
And so guess where I wanted to go to college?
所以作为工程师呢，你猜我想去哪里上大学？
MIT.
当然是 MIT.
I said, it'd be perfect.
这就是最好的一个结果。
I could just even live at home.
而且我还可以住在家里去上学。
You could save a lot of money.
可以省下了很多住宿费。
And so my parents thought it was a great idea.
我的父母也认为这是一个很好的计划。
And so we prayed and prayed.
所以我们不停地祷告。
But I didn't get in.
但是最后我没有进去。
I thought I could get in.
我以为我能够进去的。
But God said no.
但是神告诉我不。
And so I had to go to my next choice.
所以我需要去我的第二志愿。
I ended up going to New York University.
所以我最后去了纽约大学。
And I must admit, at that point, I was disappointed.
所以最开始我有一些失望。
Because God didn't give me what I wanted.
因为神没有给我他就是我所求的。
And I began to question, does prayer even work?
所以我也开始疑问，就说是祷告是不是真的有效的。
Does God even love me?
神是不是真的爱我？
But after now, as I look back, I realize that God had a better plan for me.
但是现在我回首以前呢，发现神其实有一个更好的计划给我。
Because even though I went to New York University, it was a school that really didn't even have a Christian fellowship on the campus.
因为在纽约大学呢，最开始我去的时候，甚至于没有一个团契在学校里面。
But yet somehow God used that environment to help me to grow as a Christian.
但是神用这个环境让我作为一个基督徒能够成长。
So during those years, I dedicated my life to the Lord.
所以在这些年, 我把我的生命献给了神。
And not only that, when I was in New York, I met my future wife as well.
不仅仅是这样, 并且, 陈牧师也在当时在纽约大学遇到了他未来的妻子。
It wasn't my plan.
这并不是我的计划。
I wanted to go to MIT.
因为我最开始想去的是MIT。
But God had a better plan.
但是神有一个更好的计划。
He wanted me to grow closer to him.
神希望我能够, 成长得更加接近于他。
And he also had a wife in mind for me as well.
他并且也给陈牧师预备了他未来的妻子。
And so sometimes God may say no.
所以有时候神也会说不。
Because he has something better in mind.
因为神有给我们更好的计划。
Sometimes he may say yes, he may say no, but sometimes he also may say wait.
有时候他会说是，有时候说不是，但是有些是更，也有一些情况会说你要等待。
That is, he wants to give you something, but this is not the right time.
他确实想要给你某些东西，但是这个现在并不是最佳的时候。
And so sometimes this is the hardest answer from God.
有些时候这是一个最对我们来说最困难的结果。
Because we don't like to wait.
因为我们并不想等待。
We're very impatient.
我们很不耐心。
We want things instantly.
我们希望事情马上发生。
And so God's answer to us sometimes is to wait.
神有时候给我们的答案就说是等待。
We see this situation in the Bible.
我们也能在圣经里面看到这种情况。
God had promised to Abraham that he would give him a son.
神告诉亚伯拉罕说, 我会给你个孩子。
Now, Abraham at this point was 75 years old.
但是亚伯拉罕那个时候已经75岁了。
And Abraham had to wait 25 more years before he would have this son.
就是亚伯拉罕当时需要再等待25年。
Abraham was 100 years old when he had Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕有以撒的时候，他已经100岁了。
And Sarah was 90.
撒拉呢已经90岁了。
Now I know some of you maybe close to 90.
我知道你们中间某些人可能已经接近90岁了。
Imagine having a child at 90.
想象一下在90岁生一个孩子。
And yet this was God's plan.
但是呢，这个却是神给亚伯拉罕的计划。
And so God gave a promise to Abraham, but he had to wait 25 years.
虽然说神给了亚伯拉罕一个应许，但是亚伯拉罕需要等25年。
And Abraham got a little impatient, and he even tried to think that God was going to give him a son through the servant girl Hagar.
所以亚伯拉罕变得很不耐心，他甚至以为神会通过夏甲来给他一个孩子。
So even though he waited, he was a little bit impatient at certain points.
所以基本就算当时亚伯拉罕很他等待了，但是他其实也变得很没有耐心。
So God sometimes may say, wait.
所以神有时候会说等待。
I want you to have something.
我想要给你一些东西。
I want you to have something that's good.
我想要给你一些好的东西。
But this is not the right time.
但是现在并不是正确的时候。
And so you need to wait.
所以你需要等待。
The fourth answer to our prayers is sometimes he wants us to grow.
第四种对我们祷告的回应呢，是有可能是他有时候说我们需要你成长。
And this is the one I want to talk a little bit more about.
这是我们今天需要更多的去讲的一个答案。
Because the other three, in some sense, we just have to accept it.
因为另外三个的话，对于我们来说，我们只有接受的这么一个选择。
Whether it's yes or no or wait, we just need to accept whatever God gives us.
因为不论是是还是否，还是说等待，我们都只有去被动的接受。
But the fourth one is something that we need to do.
但是这第四个回应呢，却是我们需要去做的。
We need to take time to examine ourselves.
我们需要用花时间来检验我们自己。
You see, God isn't just like Santa Claus, as I mentioned.
我们刚才提到，神并不像圣诞老人一样。
He's not here just to make us happy.
神他并不是在这里，只是仅仅的让我们高兴而已。
God is a heavenly Father.
他是我们的圣父。
And so as a father, he's trying to raise children.
作为一个父亲，他想要去让这些孩子成长。
And sometimes he's trying to teach us lessons.
有些时候呢，他去想要给我们一些教训。
Sometimes he's trying to discipline us.
有些时候他甚至会去教育我们。
And so, as God sees something wrong in us, He wants to correct it.
所以当神看见我们有一些错误的时候，他想要去改正我们。
And so, it's up to us to recognize what God is doing.
所以我们需要自己去认识到神在做什么。
So the Bible mentions a number of reasons of why God may not answer our prayer because He wants us to change or grow.
所以在圣经里面有多次提到神没有直接回应我们的祷告，因为他希望我们能够成长。
And I'm just going to give you five here.
所以我这里给大家五个例子。
And again, you can look at it on your chart.
然后在我们的那张图上也是有的。
The first one is prayerlessness.
第一个呢，就是说我们不祷告。
That is, we don't pray.
这就是我们不去祷告。
And the scripture for that was James chapter 4 verse 2, the second part, you do not have because you do not ask.
经文呢，就是在雅各书的第四章第二节的后半部分，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
Now, God already knows what our needs are.
神知道我们的需要是什么。
Because God already knows everything.
因为神已经知道所有的一切了。
But yet He wants us to come before Him in prayer.
但是呢，他也希望我们来到他面前祷告。
And to humbly ask for certain things.
能够来谦卑的去求。
But if we don't ask, He won't give it to us.
如果我们不去求的话，他也不会给我们。
God taught me this lesson very early in my Christian life.
神在我成为基督徒很早的时候就给了我这么一个教训。
As a young person, I was the first person in my family to become a Christian.
作为一个年轻人，我是在我家族里面第一个成为基督徒的。
And my parents didn't have any interest in Christianity.
我的父母呢，当时对就是基督教没有任何兴趣。
And my parents just believed in a lot of superstitions.
我父母对很多就他们去相信很多的迷信。
And not only that, they didn't understand the English language well enough because I was going to a church that was mostly Caucasian people.
另外一个问题呢，也是就说是我他们的英文不够好，而我去的教会呢是一个白人教会。
So I felt very helpless in trying to share the gospel with them.
然后我就觉得很无助，然后我去尝试跟他们分享福音。
All I could do was pray.
所以我能做的唯一的事情就是祷告。
And so I prayed for my parents every day.
我每天都为我的父母祷告。
And guess what?
你猜最后怎么样了呢？
They're Christians now.
他们现在变成了基督徒。
And my father comes here every Sunday.
我的父亲也会每周日来这个教会。
And I probably prayed for 6 or 7 years, I guess, every day for them.
我每天为他们祷告，祷告了大概六七年。
And sometimes people ask me, you know, because they are in the same situation.
So, 有些时候有人会问我，因为他们也在这么同样的一个情况下。
Their parents are not Christian.
他们的父母不是基督徒。
And says, how did you get them to become Christian?
那他们就问我，你是怎样把他们变成基督徒的呢？
I always tell them it's because I pray.
我总是告诉他们，因为我祷告。
And these people say, oh yeah, I pray.
然后这些人的回答是，对，我也祷告呀。
But they only pray like.Once every few months.
但是他们只是几个月祷告一次。
I prayed every day.
但我祷告，我每天祷告。
And so, there might be a difference there.
这可能中间有一些区别。
And so people need to learn to pray.
所以大家需要去学习祷告。
And so sometimes God doesn't give us what we want because we're not praying.
所以你觉得神没有给你想要的，因为你没有去祷告。
Oh, we may say, oh yeah, we prayed, but we don't pray very often.
你也可能会说，我们祷告了，但是我们并不是常常祷告。
And so, God says, "Knock, and the door shall be opened for you."
然后神告诉我们，就说你敲门，他就必开门。
But sometimes we just knock once.
但有些时候我们只是敲一下。
No one answers.
然后没有人回应。
And then we said, "Oh, guess it, no one's home."
然后我们就说，可能没有人在家。
But God encourages us to be persistent in our prayers.
但是神也鼓励我们能够坚持祷告。
And so we need one area that we need to examine is our prayer life.
所以我们需要去检视我们内心的，就是一方面就是我们需要祷告。
The second is a more general problem, and that is sin.
另外第二个呢，就是一个更加广泛的问题，就是说是我们的罪。
Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 is the passage.
以赛亚书59章第一节是我们现在要看的经文。
And basically it says, you know, God is is not deaf.
他基本意思就是说神并不是聋的。
It's not because he has a hearing problem.
并不是他的听力并没有问题。
Now some of you, as we get older, we have hearing problems.
我们中间有的人可能在年纪大了以后听力会有一些问题。
We can't hear what sometimes people say.
我们可能听不清有些时候别人说的话。
But God doesn't have a hearing problem.
但是神并没有一个听力的问题。
But the problem is sin.
而问题在于我们的罪。
That we as his children are disobedient to him.
因为作为他的孩子我们不去顺服。
And so this affects God's in terms of our fellowship with him.
然后我们中间的我们的这种行为呢就会去影响我们跟神的这种关系。
And so we need to examine our lives.
所以我们也需要去检视我们的生活。
To see if there is sin in our lives.
看我们的生命中是不是有罪的存在。
They could be sins of commission. Versus omission.
就说是有一些就是那种忽略的罪。
That is things like lying,stealing, gossiping,
就说是去撒谎，去偷窃，然后去就是传谣言。
Or it could be sins of omission,
也有可能是另外一种罪。
Things that we should do but we don't do,
就说是我们刚才是罪就是那种我们不应该做但是做了，但也有可能是我们不应该做但是做了的。
For instance, there could be someone who has a need but you're not helping them.
就说这一种呢，就说是可能看到有一个人需要一些帮助，但是我们并不去帮助他。
Or perhaps you don't come to worship as you should.
而或者是说我们应该来应该来教会，但是我们不来。
So whatever it is some sin in our lives.
不论是什么，都是我们生命中的一些罪。
But the good thing is that if we confess our sins, the Bible says, God will forgive us.
但是好的消息呢，就是说我们如果去向神忏悔的话，他会原谅我们。
First John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us that.
在在约翰一书一章九节这样告诉了我们。
And so, as we confess our sin to the Lord, our fellowship with God is restored.
就是说，当我们向神忏悔的时候，我们跟神的关系就重新恢复了。
But the hardest part is to identify the sin in our lives.
但是困难的部分呢，就是去在我们生命中找到这些罪。
And to understand sin, we need to understand and read our Bible.
要去了解我们生命中的罪，我们就需要去能够读圣经。
Because the Bible, as is said, described, is like a mirror to us.
因为圣经就像一面镜子一样。
As we read the Bible, it shows us the flaws that we have.
当我们在读圣经的时候，就会向我们展示我们生命中所有的缺陷。
And so as we identify those flaws in our lives, we humbly confess these to the Lord.
当我们在生命中发现我们自己的缺陷以后，我们就会来到神面前谦卑的去忏悔。
So God may not answer our prayers because we're disobedient to Him.
所以神可能并不去回应我们的祷告，因为我们并不是顺服他的。
Now a third way in which we areOur prayers are not answered is because of our selfishness.
另外一种可能性呢，就是说神不去回应我们的祷告的原因，就是我们内心的这种自私。
We know that children can be very selfish.
我们知道孩子可能会很自私。
But we, as God's children, we can be very selfish as well.
作为神的孩子，有些时候我们也会很自私。
Because a lot of times we think it's only about ourselves.
有很多时候我们就只去关注自己的需要。
James chapter 4 verse 3 says, You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
在雅各书四章三节说，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
I had students come to me and tell me, well, I don't believe in prayer.
我曾经有学生来告诉我说我不相信祷告。
Because he didn't answer my prayer.
因为他没有回应我的祷告。
And I said, well, tell me what was the situation?
所以我就问他是什么样的情况呢？
Well, this is this big test that was very important for my grade and my future.
他就说有这么一个非常重要的考试，对我的未来非常的重要。
But I didn't really have time to study.
但是呢，我没有时间去准备这个考试。
People invited me to a party and I just didn't have time to study.
因为有很多人邀请我去参加他们的聚会，参加 party， 但是所以我就没有时间来准备这个考试。
But I prayed.
但是我祷告了呀。
I prayed that I would get a good grade, even though I didn't study.
所以我就算我没有准备这个考试，但是我向神祷告了呀。
But God didn't answer my prayer.
但是神没有回应我的祷告。
And I said, I think you're too selfish.
然后我告诉他，我觉得你可能太自私了。
You think that God is just like Santa Claus?
你把神当成了圣诞老人。
You just want to get things from God.
你只是想从神那边得到东西。
You're not thinking about God's glory. You're thinking about your own needs.
你没有去思想神的荣耀，而只是去思想你的需要。
And so this is something that God convicts us of.That sometimes we are too selfish.
所以很多有些时候，神向我们指出，我们生命中可能问题就是说，你可能太自私了。
I've also had people in our church here who talk about how their son or daughter is not married.
我在教会也会遇到一些父母告诉我说，他们的儿女没有结婚。
And they see all their friends' children getting married.
但是他们去看到他的朋友的儿女慢慢的开始结婚了。
And they wonder when's the turn for my children.
他就去思想，就说那我的孩子什么时候去结婚呢？
But I would ask them, well, what is your motive in having your children get married?
然后我就会问他，你们想要孩子结婚的原因是什么呢？
Is it because you want to look good in front of your friends?
是因为你想在你的朋友面前看起来不就是看着好吗？
And of course, they say, oh, no. I want my child to be happy.
当然他们会说不是这样的，我希望我的孩子们快乐。
Well, does God, have to give you your child a spouse in order for them to be happy?
但是神有说过，只有他们就说是给了他配偶之后，他才会高兴快乐吗？
Doesn't the Bible even talk about the fact that people can glorify God even as single people?
圣经里面难道没有就说是人也可以手独身来荣耀神吗？
And I contrast that to our missionary Carrie Wong.
我就给大家举个例子，就是我们的就是送出去的传道Glory
to say Wong Moki.
Wong Moki.
Okay, that's a Chinese name. But he came up from our church.
他在我们的教会中成长起来的。
And at that time he was single.
在那个时候他是单身的。
And he said, you know, I'd like to get married.
他告诉我说我想要去结婚。
But he didn't even have a girlfriend.
但他当时也没有一个女朋友。
But he said, I'm going to pray that God would provide a spouse for me.
然后他就说我要去祷告，来祷告神给我一个预备一个配偶。
Now how is God going to provide a spouse for someone who's going to be a missionary, you know, in Africa?
但是神如何来为一个在非洲传道的人去准备一个配偶呢？
Not many women would want to do that, would they?
没有很多就说是女士想要去非洲吧。
And yet God answered his prayer.
但是神回应了他的祷告。
God found a wife for him that graduated from an Ivy League school and yet was willing to give it all up to be a missionary in Africa.
神为他找到一个在长青藤大学毕业的人，并且也愿意去放弃这一切，跟着他去非洲传道。
Because Carrie Wong's motive was not so, oh, so I can be happy.
因为这个王传道他的原因并不是说我想要自己快乐。
Because Carrie Wong said, I would like to get a wife because as a missionary out on the field by myself, it would be nice to have a partner to support me so I can do the work of God.
因为他说作为一个在非洲传道的人，有一个就说会很好，就说是有一个队友能够来帮助他。
So Carrie Wong's focus was on God's word.
所以这个王传道他的看到的东西是神的话语。
It wasn't his own happiness or own pleasures.
而并不是说他自己的快乐。
And so I think if we are selfish, then God may not answer our prayers.
所以我相信，如果我们太自私的话，神也不会去回应我们的祷告的。
The fourth area in which we may need to grow in is our faith.
另外一方面我们可能需要去成长的就是我们的信心。
Sometimes God doesn't give to us what we pray for because we lack faith.
因为神可能不会给我们我们所求的，因为我们的小信。
And the verse for this is James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
我们看的经文就是雅各书的一章五到六节。
Verse 6 says, Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
第六节这样讲，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
Sometimes God wants to raise the faith of his children.
神有些时候想要去提升我们对他的信。
And our lack of faith sometimes is reflected in our prayers.
我们的小信有时候也是在我们的祷告中被反映了出来。
Do we expect that even God can answer our prayer?
我们是不是认为神会去就说是回应我们的祷告
？Even for something miraculous,
就算是一些看起来是神迹一样的东西。
Unfortunately, for many of us, we have lots of doubts.
不幸的是，我们中间很多人都是有这样的小信。
We really don't.Believe God can really answer our prayers.
我们并不是真的相信神能够去回应我们的祷告。
Many years ago, there was a big drought in the Midwest.
很多年前在中西部有一个大的干旱。
It was so desperate that people gathered in churches to pray for rain.
就是大家如此的无助，大家就是聚集在教会，能够一起来祷告求雨。
And so they had one particular prayer meeting at this church.
所以他们在某一个教会有一个就是有这么样一个祷告的聚会。
And the preacher identified one person that had real faith.
然后这个就说是这个讲道人呢，就是找到了这么一个有真正的信心的人。
It was a little girl that brought an umbrella to the church.
就是有一个小女孩，她带了一个雨伞到教会。
She had faith that God would answer prayer.
只有她有信心，就说神能够去回应他们的祷告。
And so many of us can pray, but we really don't expect God to answer.
其实我们中间很多人可能祷告，但是真的去内心没有相信神能够回答我们。
And so God needs to build up our faith.
所以神需要我们建立我们的信心。
The last one is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
最后一个是在彼得前书的三章七节。
And here it's particularly about marital conflict.
这里面特别讲的就是在婚姻中的这种冲突。
That the husband potentially may not be treating the wife in an understanding way.
就说丈夫可能并没有能够去理解妻子。
And so Peter implies that if there's conflict in the home, God may not answer our prayers.
彼得告诉我们，就是说，如果在你的家庭中有这么些冲突的话，神可能也不会给你的祷告所求的。
And so we need to examine, is there conflict that is going on within our church?
所以我们也要去想，在我们教会内部是不是也有这些不同的冲突
？Or within our home,
或者在我们的家庭里面有这些冲突
？Because if there is, then maybe that's why God is not answering.
如果有的话，这可能也是为什么神没有回应我们祷告的原因。
That's how much God values unity in the home and in the church.
这也是这向我们展示神有多在意我们的合一。
And so these are five areas that God may want us to grow in.
这就是五个不同的神希望我们可能是神希望我们能够成长的方面。
And as we grow in these areas, God may answer our prayers in a positive way.
当我们在这五个方面成长的时候，神可能就会正面的来回应我们的祷告。
So some of you I know, again, maybe stop praying.
我知道你们中间有些人可能已经停止祷告了。
You may have had a disappointing experience just as the church did very recently.
你可能有这样同样的经历，就是这么一个失望的经历，就像我们教会刚刚经历的一样。
You said, I prayed,But God didn't answer.
你说神，我祷告了，但是神没有给我们回应。
So I guess prayer doesn't work.
所以我猜好像祷告并不是真的有效的。
And I would liken your logic to someone who, let's say, goes out and buys a new TV.
所以我们就来举个例子，就像比如说有人去外面买一个新的电视。
And they plug in their TV, and it doesn't work.
当他把这个新的电视插在家里的插头上的时候，电视没有用。
Now, would the person say, well, I guess TVs don't work?
这个人是会不会说好像电视是一个没有用的东西呢？
No, we would say that is very foolish thinking.
我们当然会觉得这个想法是很愚蠢的。
He said maybe something wrong with that particular TV.
我们就会说这一台电视可能是有问题的。
And so, when God doesn't answer our prayers with a yes, sometimes... don't dismiss prayer altogether.
所以当有些时候我们祷告没有神没有回应我们某一个祷需求的时候，并不要去否认所有祷告。
Maybe you could look in this chart and say, which category am I in?
所以我们可以来看这张图来去思想，我是在哪一项里面呢？
And have an understanding that God is our loving Heavenly Father.
然后去了解神是一个我们有爱心的圣父。
That He always answers our prayers.
他总是回应我们的祷告。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Father, there are some of us here who maybe have given up on prayer.
我们天父，我们中间可能有些人已经放弃祷告。
Some of us are just so disappointed that you didn't answer our prayers.
我们中间有些人可能如此的失望，你没有回应我们的祷告。
We prayed and prayed and prayed, and yet you said no.
我们祷告，不停的祷告，但最后你的给我们的答复却是不。
But help us to be like Jesus.
但是帮助我们能够像耶稣基督一样。
Who prayed, nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours be done.
而不是说我们自己的需要，而是说神的荣耀。
And if you say no, sometimes you have something better in mind for us.
我们知道有时候你说不的时候，你是在心目中有一个更好的计划。
If you say no, sometimes you want us to be patient and wait.
有些时候你说不是希望我们能够有耐心。
And if you say no, sometimes it's because you want us to grow, something to change, so that we become more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
有些时候你说不是因为我们内心需要有一些东西改变。
So I pray that you would help each of us as individuals.
所以我祷告，你能够帮助我们每一个个人
to examine ourselves.
能够去检视我们的内心。
And also as a church to examine ourselves.
作为一个教会，能够也能去检视我们教会的内心。
If there's areas that we need to change, we pray that you would bring this to our attention.
如果我们中间有什么东西可以改变，更变得更靠奔向你的地方，我们祷告你能够把这些东西展示在给我们看。
And help us to change and grow.
也能够帮助我们改变，帮助我们成长。Our
desire is to glorify you, our Heavenly Father.
我们的需求是去荣耀神，我们的圣父。
And we thank you for the precious gift of prayer.
我们也为我们这个非常重要的礼物祷告来感恩。
Give us great more and more wisdom to understand prayer.
也能够让我们成长的更有更多的智慧，能够了解理解我们的祷告。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名所求的。
Amen.
Amen.